Show.
Well, not that I'm aware of. I don't think so, anyways.
No. I was saying on the position here. Okay, all right. Rounding out our crews.
I hope you get paid enough, just so you know.
No, none of us do. Rounding out our crews, our official spotter. Dwight Gosho made his debut last week in USA, and he did such a great job, or at least brings enough camaraderie to the team, that we brought him back for another week. It's good to have the great Sagents here with us again.
He had a great time. I know he did. I spoke with him afterward, and he loved it, and he's happy to be back tonight. And yeah, he plans on, after his little golf adventure today, to come
out
and help
us. You saw him today over in Ubley.
Guilty, yes. He was there, and looking forward to sliding over here just at game time.
And no West Nile disease.
Not from last week.
Okay, all right. Well, after tonight, the first 2 weeks of the regular season will be history, and conference play really starts to take off. It's Vassar at Bad Axe in Greater Than West action as you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do of hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Well, Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the championship ring of the single wing, Paul P. Adams. I tell you, these rhymes take longer than anything else. Our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen. From the Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. So, through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions. When that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. With Doug Cole back in attendance, I'd like to formally congratulate both Doug and Paul on the co-champion run last season in the Media Roundtable.
Thank you, Clark. I mean, it feels great to be the co-reigning champion. I'm not too happy about the start last week, but it's early, and we'll see how things go.
Well, you know, if I was going to share it, it couldn't happen with a better guy, so I'm happy to share it with Doug. I'd do that again this year.
Keep stirring the pot, boys. I'm coming for you.
All right, so how it works, each media representative picks a final score for tonight's game as well as a winner featured on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Paul P. Adams took the first win of the season last week, he'll go first tonight. No. He will go last tonight. And we will start things off with, let's go with Doug Cole.
All right. You know, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be probably around tied, probably in the third quarter. Then I think Vassar will pull through. So I got Vassar 28, Bad Axe 15.
Say that again one more time for me.
Vassar 28, Bad Axe 15.
28-15, a 13-point victory.
Yep.
For the Vassar Falcons, according to our director of sports information, Doug Cole. All right, we'll check in with Mike Gallagher, who sent in via text message. Where is Mike tonight?
Mike is up the road in North Huron. Pleasant Sacred Heart at North Huron. Should be a really nice game up there tonight.
Most certainly. Well, he's taking this is what he says. The Bad Axe offense will be able to put points on the board. Said that against Harbor Beach. Defensively, however, the spread offense of Vassar, led by talented quarterback Ricardo McMakin, will be too much for the Hatchets. He's picking Vassar 40-26. So a 14-point victory. 14-point victory for Vassar, according to Mike Gallagher of the Huron Daily Tribune. Dave Hansen.
So far, I got to say, I agree with these guys. I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. I think this is a perfect game for Bad Axe in front of their home crowd to challenge Vassar here. Two teams don't know a lot about Vassar. We do know they have a stellar quarterback. He's very exciting, control the ball, run the ball, do a lot of things. But it should make that an opportunity for Bad Axe to stop him. I don't know if they can. So I have Vassar winning this game late as well. I got 31-21. Again, do think Bad Axe has a real chance to win this game. I just can't go with it until I see it. Give me Vassar.
So Dave Hansen, in-game analysis for the WLW Sports Networks, picking Vassar by 10 points, 31-21 over the Bad Axe Hatchets, which leaves our sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. Paul B. Adams.
Oh, on that drive for the third straight title this year. So thanks to USA for making that close last week, because I was getting pretty worried about that game. But as far as this game, I was doing a little research just looking at the past scores. I did not know that since Vassar has joined the Greater Thumb West, Bad Axe has not beaten Vassar. That was kind of alarming for me. I think, unfortunately, that trend continues. But I think it's going to be a close game. I think the way Bad Axe ended last week carries a little bit of momentum into this game. Last week, the under worked for me, and I'm going to take that advantage of being the last guy to pick. I'm going to go with Vassar winning in a close one, 30-24.
30-24, a 6-point victory for the Vassar Falcons. So we have, I guess that means I've got Bad Axe, as well as Kayla O'Neill, maybe. All right, so now we have all four in the books with Vassar. Paul Adams with a 6-point victory for the Falcons, Doug Cole with 13, Dave Hansen in between there with 10, and Mike Gallagher with the over at 14. Now let's take a look at other area games going on across the region. We'll start in 8-player football. A big one going on in the D-ville tonight. Deckerville hosting the Morris. Not sure what Morris
Orioles.
Thank you. All right, I drew a blank there. tonight in an NCT lacrosse game. Big game going on in Deckerville.
That is a huge game. The last few years in the regular season, Morris has had Deckerville's number. Deckerville has been able to right that wrong in the playoffs, and it seems like it's always at Morris. Finally, Deckerville has Morris coming in. Deckerville dismantled.